Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 27, 2014. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. And that's good news, folks. It's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. So often I find that people just go gibber, 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 and talk real fast, and I can't understand the message that you left or the phone number. So please say it slowly. Also, as a backup, you could always email me your phone number and say, hey, I need to talk to you for a prayer. Or you can call our backup phone. I'm going to give you both right now. Phone number is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. An emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886, 619-4886, area code 316. And before I go into where our archives are at and such, I want to bring up one other thing like I did earlier on our other program. Normally, when somebody wants to donate, they donate online. They go to PayPal and do that. But I have another option for you that people requested a while back. That you would be able to call me on the phone and not give, that way you wouldn't have to give out your numbers on the internet. If you're interested in that, call me and get a hold of me. If I have a couple of people that want to do that, then I will go ahead and tell them that, yeah, I want the equipment to do that. So let me know if that's a thing with you. Anyway, but you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. And if you're one of the 15% of the people out there that do not listen to the internet, and you're listening on satellite radio, you're more than welcome to call me about anything that you have need for. Anyway, we'll pray, and then we'll have our guests. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, Father Yahweh, I just bless tonight. I ask that you bless this program tonight. Bless our guest to where he speaks the right words and delivers a message that will wake the people up to the time that we're in. And so we turn this program over to you, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we bring on one of my favorite guests. He's the author of The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. Messiah, and The Magic Man in the Sky. That is a really great book. Either book you ought to get, but The Magic Man in the Sky is a really good book that you can just leave laying around and people will ask you questions about it. He's also been a senior pastor since 1987. He's a talk radio host. He's heard nationally. He's a TV and radio guest commentator. Former Florida law enforcement officer, founder of P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network, and he's a member of the Board of Regents at the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama. Well, let's welcome now Carl Gallups. Are you there with me, Carl?
I am here, Pastor Dan. God bless you. Thank you for having me, and congratulations on a brand new grandson.
Yes, amen. I stepped out on you last week, as I did all my radio. But how was I supposed to know that he was going to come on Radio Day. It was funny. I had you set up for radio, and then I have a program that's on. There's an hour's difference between them. An earlier program I call Mission Watch. I had that one set up, and I tape over an hour and a half to do 2 30-minute programs with Stan Johnson's for his Prophecy Club program. So I present the news over there, a couple of times a week. And my wife, I got up that day, and my wife says, "Oh, she's having the baby. And I said, "Well, you can go on without me or give me time and I'll cancel my programs because I'm not missing out." Anyway, amen. River Wayne is, and it's even spelled neat. It's spelled R-Y-V-E-R instead of the I has a Y. But he's a blessing, and it's my daughter's. Well, I have other grandchildren. This daughter is her first baby.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations. And I was more than glad to give up my radio time with you last week so that you could participate in that wonderful blessing and joy of life.
Yeah, amen. New life is such a blessing, and it just breaks my heart how this country and abortion and all that, just takes life for granted, and that it's not even life. And so, amen, when one comes in the world, then it's just such a great blessing, no matter whose child it is, because we're all God's children.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm thrilled that he's here, safe and sound, and that your daughter's okay. And it's a thrill and a pleasure to be back with you, Pastor Dan. Always good to be with you.
Well, yeah, amen. And you know what? I'm really thrilled to hear about what you want to tell us, our folks, about tonight. Because, as you probably know or figured out, we were going to talk about a totally different subject than what we are tonight. And then I got an email from, I think it was from your wife, Pam, that said that you wanted to talk about the magic man, or not the magic man in the sky, but the rabbi, the book is causing an uproar, so to speak, in Israel.
Well, it is. And brother, it's your show. We'll talk about anything you wish. I'm just honored to be here with you. But I thought that you and your audience would be thrilled with some recent developments in this. You were gracious to have me on your show some time back to talk about the book and the message of it. It's a true story. It's a shocking story, and it's still unfolding. And it's the story of Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri, 108 when he died, 300,000 people at his funeral. The president of Israel gave the eulogy. The most venerated, the most revered rabbi in modern Israel's history. Two shocking things that he said. Number one, he said that in his final days, and in a death note that he left, he said that he'd had a vision of Messiah. He had met the real Messiah, and his name was Yeshua, Jesus. I mean, that rocked the Orthodox Jewish world. The Jewish media reported on it, Israel Today and News First Class. But after he made that pronouncement in his note, they shut it down. They shut the story down and tried to bury it, which is the reason we've written the book and made the movie. There's been a movie made about my book. But the second shocking thing he said was that that Messiah would come after Ariel Sharon died. Well, when he made those statements, both he and Sharon were still alive. But within weeks, Sharon went into a coma that would last for 8 years, and Sharon just died January 11th of this year. And then Kaduri died a few weeks after Sharon went into a coma. So, I mean, this saga has been going on for a while, and this year began with the announcement that Sharon was probably going to die within a few days, and sure enough, by January 11th of 2014, he was dead. So prophecy watchers all over the world are keeping a close eye on all of this, and it continues to unfold before our eyes. But here's what's exciting, Pastor Dan, and this is what I want to share with you folks. First, I'm just going to get to the end point, and then I want to back up and tell you the God story that made it all happen. The end point is that boxes of the book and the movie are in Israel. The movie has been shown to Kaduri students in his seminary. We now know that 10 of his students have given their life to Jesus Christ as Lord. These are Orthodox Jews. These are 40, 50, 60-year-old men training to be rabbis. They are now Messianic Jews, Messianic Christians, because of Kaduri's teaching. But they have seen my movie. They're excited about it. They're going crazy over it. They're showing it to other people and to their families and friends. On top of this, the book is being used as a witnessing tool to Orthodox Jews. The book is in the hands of the Israeli Bible Society. They are talking with my publishers, WND Books, out of Washington, about the possibility of translating the book into Hebrew and putting Hebrew subtitles on the DVD. That's all exciting. But the other part of the end point is that in the movie and in the book, there is a gentleman named Zev Porat, P-O-R-A-T, first name Z-E-V, Zev Porat. And you see him in the movie. He is sitting at a picnic table in a park in downtown Jerusalem, ministering to and translating conversations with a couple of Kaduri students who are testifying that because of Kaduri's private teaching in his seminary, that these men had given their lives to Christ. And so Zev Porat is translating this. He's in the movie, and, of course, I do a transcript of that in my book. Well, I have since, and I'm going to tell you the God story behind all this in a moment, but I have since met Zev Porat by telephone. He has contacted me once he got his hands on the book. The book is in his hands. He's the one that showed it to Rabbi Kaduri's students, and here's why. Zev Porat was born and raised Orthodox Jew. He was born in an Orthodox Jewish city. His daddy was a rabbi. Both of his grandfathers were rabbis. Both of his great-grandfathers were rabbis. One of his great-grandfathers was good friends with Rabbi Kaduri. Zev Porat, some years ago, because of watching Christian teaching on the Internet, gave his life to Jesus Christ as Lord. He is now a Messianic Jew, disowned by most of his family and the Orthodox Jewish community around him, but he has started a ministry called Messiah of Israel Ministries. You can go to his website, messiahofisraelministries.org, and see Zev Porat and his precious wife. They go to the streets daily sharing Jesus Christ. Now they're using my book and my movie to win Orthodox Jews to the Lord. He told me that he was on a train the other day going to a meeting, and he had my book, and he was reading it. Now, you've seen my book. You know the front cover is a picture of Kaduri, and the cover and the book is just beautiful. And Kaduri's face in Israel is as well known as Billy Graham's face is in America. And so he was sitting there reading this book, and he said that an Orthodox Jew sitting across from him said to him, and you know, in Hebrew, said, "Well, there's a book on Kaduri. What are you doing? What are you reading? I've never seen a book on Kaduri. Who wrote that? What is it?" So Zev started telling him, and that it was about the note and about Kaduri naming Messiah, Jesus as Messiah. Well, see, most of the Jews in Israel are not aware of this, Brother Dan, because the Jewish media shut it down, you know.
Right.
But now the book has opened this back up, and the Jews said, "Really? Tell me about it." So Zev starts witnessing to this guy. Zev said within 10 minutes there were 12 other Orthodox Jews that had gathered around him while he was sharing the gospel from this book and the story of Yitzhak Kaduri. He said by the time they reached their destination, it was about a 30, 40-minute train ride, his words, because I interviewed him on my radio program live, his words were over half the train had gathered around him while he preached Jesus Christ using my book as the foundation stone for it. So that is the end game of the story. But let me tell you how this happened, brother.
Okay, let me make a comment first. We got a
yes,
little time. Okay.
Yes.
A couple of things that, you know, I have been looking for, because I believe we're in the end times, is number one would be Jews turning to Messiah. And two, now addressing to you, Carl, you know, you realize that, I mean, that's so fantastic. Now, whenever I get a great feeling whenever I help somebody and they say they want to turn to Christ. Amen. So you've helped these folks turn to Christ. But the big deal about it, I know you see it, but folks, the big deal about it is he turned Jews to Christ. And
yes,
the Jews that have turned to Christ will listen to those quicker than they will a Gentile, so to speak. And so that will reap a huge reward, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this is why the Orthodox Jewish media is livid about this book and movie, and that's why they shut the story down. That's why the Kaduri people are trying to close this story down, but it can't. It's spreading like wildfire. It's just like when Jesus first appeared to Paul, and the gospel of Christ just spread throughout the Roman Empire, and they couldn't stop it. This is the same kind of effect that's happening now in these last days. And I'm honored and humbled that God is using my book and movie to be a little part of that. But you're right. Once these Jews come to Christ, and remember, 10 of Kaduri's students have now. So once these Jews come to Christ, they can get into the Orthodox Jewish community and to their family and friends and minister to them like you and I cannot. The name, the word Christian is not a good word in Israel. They usually associate that word with Hitler and the Catholic Church of those days that was involved with the government, some of the Lutheran Church that was involved with the government in destroying Jews. They equate it with the Crusades, with the Spanish Inquisition. To them, that's what Christian means. So very few of them call themselves Christians, but they call themselves Jews who are believers in Yeshua as Messiah. And so, you know, I mean, but it's a thrilling thing to know that Jews are coming to Christ as a result of Kaduri's teachings, and now spurred along by my book and the movie. But I'd like to tell the story of how all that happened. It's a real God story.
Oh, go right ahead. I'm intent on listening to this miracle, and I want the people to hear it. So go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Dan. Well, the book is, by the way, the book has only been out 4 months now, and this week it
really?
Is going into its, yes, this week it's going into its third printing.
Really?
Amazon is out of books today, but
really?
they're being printed right now though, and they'll be back in bookstores soon. You can get the book, you know, Lifeway, Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles, but two complete printing runs are gone, and it's now
wow.
in its third printing. In fact, I turned in all the materials for tweaking it just this morning, and tomorrow they're going to the press. But anyway,
just a minute. While we're talking about that, you've got plenty of time. You've got another whole half of the program, too.
Okay,
so,
yeah, sure, brother. Sure, you just tell me what to do.
Now, I'm interested in this. Now, okay, my thought was is, you know, so people can go to those places and buy them in quantity to pass out? I mean, or do you have them, or does WorldNet Data or anybody sell them in that manner?
Oh, yes. Listen, if people want them in quantity, there are several big ministries that are buying them in bulk and making them available to their viewers and listeners, television and radio ministries. Yes, you can get them from me at bookcarlgallops.com. You're not dealing with me, but with the people of my ministry.
Right.
And they'll make that happen at a very – it's basically my cost plus the shipping expenses.
Right.
I just do that at my cost from the book distributors for people who buy them in bulk like that. Because I'm really – my goal in this is not making any money. I mean, if God blesses me with that, that's fine, and I'll invest it back in the kingdom work. I give away thousands of dollars of books and movies and stuff all the time. But so
right.
when people want these things in bulk – I just tell them, look, I'll ship them to you at my cost, and I do. Now, also, my cost is a couple dollars more than the publisher's cost, so if you can get a better deal with the publisher, I urge you to do so, WND Books, but sometimes it's easier to deal with me, so whichever way is fine.
Okay.
Yes, but we do make them available in bulk order, yes.
Okay, I just wanted the folks to know that because this is a book that you want. You'll keep it, you'll dog it, you'll keep it around for years, and you may not have to keep it around for years because I believe Messiah's coming, maybe even sooner than some of y'all think. Okay, Carl, go into your story. We got about 3 minutes before break.
Oh, well, I'm not going to have time to tell the God story in 3 minutes.
Well, I know that, but I meant tell us something.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes. When you come back, we can do the other.
Yeah, well, I'll tease it up a little bit, and then we'll come back and tell it. But the bottom line is, I was moving along, you know, just working hard on the distribution. I've been doing a lot of TV and radio and a lot of traveling, talking about the book and the story of the book, and I was just consumed with that. Of course, I'm a full-time pastor and consumed with all that goes with that, And, of course, I'm a radio host and have a big national show, and that takes a lot of time and energy and preparation. So between all my traveling and TV and radio and my own radio program and pastoring the church and dealing with my publishers and working on the distribution and marketing, and by marketing I just mean making people aware that this is out there, just consuming my time. And then one day, out of the clear blue, I get a phone call that changed the whole face of this from somebody I never knew, would never have known how to get in touch with. My secretary at the church called me and said, "Carl, there's a gentleman that just called. I don't know who he is." He gave his name, and his last name, Moeller, M-O-H-L-E-R, and said that he's read your book and needs you to call him ASAP. Well, you know, Pastor Dan, as popular as this book is, and with all the ways people can get a hold of me through P.P. Simmons News and Ministry, that's another thing I do, is I'm the founder of a huge, huge, mega viral site with millions of viewers and tens of thousands of subscribers. So I stay busy with that. And so he had tracked me down through that in my radio program, found a phone number, found the church I pastored, called my secretary. And so, you know, I get, I don't know, between all my different contact points and all the people working for me and secretaries, I probably get, 100 emails a week from people who've read the book and have some kind of comment. And a lot of them want me to call them. Well, you know, I just can't call and have two-hour conversations with everybody that writes me. So, you know, we send them emails and phone calls and let them know that we appreciate them. And if it's something super important, then I'll spend the time. Well, so I was going to have my folks just kind of send an email to these folks and let them know that love them, appreciate them, and, you know, kind of what is it you need to talk about before I knew how much time to set aside. And something just told me, I mean, it's the Holy Spirit just told me, said, you need to call these people. So I called them, and he said to me, "I am in Key West, Florida right now." Now, I live in Pensacola, Pastor Dan, and Key West and Pensacola are at opposite ends. I mean, that's a 16-hour drive from Pensacola to Key West. Right. So he said, "I'm in Key West." He said, "But I live in Indiana." And he said, "I'm down here on vacation." And he said, "My wife and I stopped in a Lifeway bookstore in Sarasota on our way down to Key West. We walked in the bookstore, and the first book we saw was this book on the shelf with this picture of Kaduri on it. And it said,
hold that thought. I got you. I'm sorry. But, yeah, Carl, we're getting ready to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Yeah. Tell them where they can find your website, and then I promise you I'll let you talk for about 25 minutes when we get back.
Okay, you're going to love this story. Okay, find my website, carlgallops.com, carlgallops.com. You can find out everything about me at one spot, carlgallops.com.
Yeah, folks, go over there, and you can just Google Carl Gallops. You'll find it. And I'm already interested in the story. But, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95 plus $2 postage and handling. Call Doc Mike direct at 708-488-8887 or go to wakeupwell.org. That's wakeupwell.org. to order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95 plus $2 postage and handling. Or call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887. Order now.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation or work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, of course, the homeless or poor, but we're talking about the poor from all over Wichita that come to us seeking help, food, clothing, and all sorts of things. And Bibles and miracle prayers are really up there, number one. So why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love is the first answer, and they're treated as family. That's the second. I mean, they come to our place. They're not treated like they're a lesser person. They're just treated as a normal person. Beyond that, we have no set guidelines like programs. People just walk in the door and ask. You know, people are already humbled already enough already. You don't have to make them go through some long, hard thing. And like a lot of them will say, well, I can prove this or my situation and want to get. And I say, it's like this, brother. Either I'll judge you by the Spirit. I will know by the Spirit whether or not you are telling me the truth, and if I believe that you're telling me the truth, then we'll work on it. We'll see what we can do with you. But you don't have to give me phone numbers to call and check on you and all those things. And so if they're, it's right, we pray about it, and we try to pray in the need for them. Most of the time we're successful. But this is why agencies even tell their employees about the Potter's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. Folks, we are responsible for each other, and we are the last hope for so many. Folks, please pray about it. You are your brother's keepers, and all donations, no matter what size, helps. Believe me, even a $20 pair, that $20 will even buy a pair of shoes. Think about it. Father notices all donations that come from your heart, no matter what size they are. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order. And you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com or simply call me at 620-878-4682. And now we're back with Carl Gallup. So you're there with me, Carl.
I am, Pastor Dan. Thank you.
Okay, I await your wonderful story.
Okay, well, it's exciting to me. I hope it is to you and to your audience, but it is a God story. This is something only God could do. So I get this call from Mr. Moeller, who's down in Key West. He says they found my book in a bookstore on their way down, and he calls me and he says, "We've got to meet. I've got to meet you." And again, I was a little skeptical. I don't know who's out there wanting to meet me, you know. I said, "Well, tell me what's going on." And he says, "Well," he says, "you're probably not going to believe this, but I can verify all of this." He said, "I own a big business up in Indiana." He said, "But I lived in Israel for 8 years, and I worked in Israel for 8 years. I have many, many contacts in Israel, political contacts, religious contacts, business contacts." And he said, "As a matter of fact, some people from my business in Indiana are in Israel now and work and live there." He said, "I make trips to Israel all the time." And he said, "But here's the deal." He said, "I was in Israel in 2005 when Sharon went into a coma." He said, "I was on an airplane landing at Ben Gurion Airport when it happened, and they announced it over the airplane speaker system." He said, "We left again just a few days before Kaduri died." And he said, "We heard all of that news." He said, "But just prior to that," he said, "I was the only Gentile Christian ever to be asked to appear before the Sanhedrin Council in Jerusalem to explain the Christian faith." And he said, "I did that as well." So he said, "I have deep contacts, even within the Sanhedrin Council and the Orthodox Jewish community." And he said, "We've read your book. We're blown away by it. We're thrilled by it. We went and got the movie. We watched it. We were blown away by the movie. We are going to come up to Pensacola and meet you. If you could give us 4 or 5 books and 4 or 5 movies," he says, "we're going to take those to Israel. But if we can order boxes of them before we go, we're going to take those as well, and we're going to start distributing them all over Israel." And I said, "Well, you don't want to drive all the way up here. It's a 16-hour drive." He said, "I don't care. I'm coming. Let's set a date and time." So we did. He drove all the way to Pensacola. I gave him, I think I had 6 books and 6 movies left. I mean, I didn't have any more than that right in my office. They were all gone, been going like hotcakes. I took them. I autographed them. I signed them. I took them to him. We had a 3-hour meeting and meal, and sure enough, he's born again believer. He and his wife lived in Israel all that time, loved the Lord, loved the Jewish people, loved to minister to the Jewish people. They know about this story. They were blown away by it. The next thing you know, they've ordered several boxes, crates of the books and the movies. They get on an airplane within days. They head over to Israel. They get to Israel. They're the ones that took my material to the Israeli Bible Society. They took them and spread them all over Israel. And in the meantime, they looked up and they found Zev Peratt, took him the materials. He read them, watched the movie, went crazy over them. He's the one then that took them into the Kaduri school and showed them to the students and rode the train and now is using the book to witness to people. He has since been on my radio program and told me what is happening. There's a wave of messianic revival starting because of the book and the movie. People are now learning that their rabbi, their beloved rabbi, proclaimed that Jesus was Messiah. And all of this started with a businessman in Indiana whom I had never met and could never meet. They just happened to walk into a store in Sarasota, and the first book on the counter, when they opened the door, there was in a section of new books staring them in the face, was this picture of this rabbi that they knew about. They picked it up, read it, and the rest is history. Now, they called me just the other day. They've ordered more boxes, more DVDs, more books. They're going back to Israel. They're taking more, and they're talking to more people and meeting more people, and it just continues to mushroom. And I can just see the hand of God in all of this. I used Zev Peratt. in my book and in the movie because I was familiar with his ministry. I've never met him before, but we, you know, got his permission to use his video clips. But the next thing you know, Zev and I are now good friends. We're talking on the phone every other day from Israel. He's on my radio program telling me what's going on. These people from Indiana are carting my books and movies into Israel. And, you know, who knows what God's going to do from there. But that's just a God story, I just out of the clear blue. And to think that I almost didn't call them back.
Wow. I'm impressed. First off, folks, as my listening audience knows, I don't believe in coincidences.
No, amen,
let alone with something like this. And you see that connection, how just something little, you know, you trust him, you went ahead and let the Spirit put you into a meeting with that man, and look where people are being saved because of it. And so, yeah. Amen, this is a great thing. It would be so fantastic to see this book get put into Hebrew. That is a big deal. If this could get put into Hebrew and distributed among the Israeli people, I'm just almost speechless here for a moment.
Well, Pastor Dan, you and your audience can pray about that. I know the Israeli Bible Society was supposed to be talking to the bigwigs at my publishers. Now, I don't know. I'm not a publishing expert, but I do know from talking with the executive editor of the publishing company that apparently it's quite a big deal to jump through all the copyright law hoops, and I'm not sure exactly how it works, but some translating company would have to purchase the rights to the book and purchase those copyright rights to put it into Hebrew. There's quite a few legal loopholes to jump through, but I know that several of the powers that be want to make this happen. So maybe you and your audience could pray that would happen, because if it does, then it could really be a big deal in turning more and more Jews to Christ. It really could.
Yeah, amen. Well, the publisher's WorldNet Daily, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a subdivision of WorldNet Daily. It's called WND Books, yes.
Right. Still connected to them. I know they send me books. In fact, I just got a new book from them and taped the other day. I haven't talked to them about, but I've had, you know, Mark Blitz, surely.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. The Blood Moons.
Have you seen his DVD, on the Blood Moons?
No, they're mailing me a copy of that in the next day or two. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I got it last week. Anyway, they sent me a copy of it along with the book, and that is just one dynamite movie. It's something that go right along with this book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a sense of the time that we're in. But okay. So the movie and the book are both doing great. That's just fantastic, Carl. That's just blows me completely.
Yeah, well, it is. And I praise God for it, Pastor Dan. Thank you. I just praise his name. I, you know, when I wrote the book, I wrote it because, first of all, the story is true, and it's shocking, and it's exciting, and it's interesting, and the media shut it down, and the story needed to be told. Secondly, I wrote it because I was of hopes that perhaps this would open up the gospel into the Orthodox Jewish world, because I knew how much they revered this man. And I knew what this man had taught in his seminary and what he'd left in the note. But I also knew that the Jewish media had shut the story down. Well, heck, the mainstream media in America had shut it down, too. So Jews were not getting this story. So I wrote it hoping that the Lord would use it to open up the gospel. And apparently the Lord is doing that very thing.
Well, you know what I feel? I feel like right now, because, you know, lately I've noticed we've had a huge increase in new listeners, Carl, even since the last time that you've been on. We can tell, you know, live radio, you can't tell how many people's listened to you. That's just the way it is. It goes up the radio waves, you can't tell. But in our download section, where people download the past programs, there's been a huge increase in downloads. So having said that, why don't you tell the folks what the message said and how it deciphered out to Yeshua?
I would love to do that. Well, as I said, right before he died, he told a Yom Kippur synagogue service that he had met Messiah, knew his name, knew who he was, and was going to leave his name in a note. In fact, he told his students that. He told quite several groups that. But the bottom line is that was in fall of 2005. Well, by January 2006, he was dead. So in the very beginning of 2007, the note was open and posted on his own website, Kaduri.net, and he had a huge ministry, big ministry organization. His son now, David Kaduri, is the heir apparent and in charge of it all. But in early 2007, the note was posted on his website, Kaduri.net. Israel Today ran a big cover story on their magazine and their internet article about it. News First Class, which is now called News One, a Hebrew edition only news site out of Jerusalem, they reported on the note. And the Hebrew world was kind of a buzz that he had left a note. Well, the note was written cryptically, Pastor Dan, as you know. It didn't really just say his name is, but rather it was a sentence, and I'll tell your listeners what the sentence was in a moment. But here's where the intrigue started. Here's where the hullabaloo started, is that after some weeks of being on the Internet, people began to realize, you know, he said he was going to leave the name of the Messiah. And the note actually hints that he did that, but it seems to be coded. And that would be very much like Rabbi Kaduri, who did a lot of stuff in kind of mystical codes. And so once they realized he had left the key for decoding the note in the note, and when they decoded it, they saw it plainly before their eyes. The name of Messiah is Yeshua, Jesus. And that's when all of the furor started. The note was snatched down off the Internet. His organization started circling the wagons and proclaiming that the note was somehow some kind of a trick, some kind of a fake. The Israeli media refused to report any further on the note, which is interesting because everything this man ever said for years, the Israeli media printed it. But now that he's naming Jesus as Messiah, they refused to talk about it. And so that's what happened. But here's what the note said, Pastor Dan. The note said, of course, I'm going to say it in English, but it was written in Hebrew. It said, concerning the letter abbreviation of his name, and of course, his, that meant the Messiah, because that's what he said he was going to do. Then there was a comma. Then it says, he shall lift his people and prove that the word and the law are valid. Okay, well, that's a description of the attributes of Messiah, but he said he was going to leave the name. And in the note, it said, concerning the letter abbreviation of his name. And it finally dawned on somebody, oh, my gosh, he's left it in a code, the letter abbreviation of his name. So they look after the comma, he shall lift his people and prove the word and law are valid. That's a bunch of words in English, but in Hebrew, that's only six words. And so they took the first letter of each of those six remaining words, because that's the letter abbreviation of his name, and it spelled perfectly in Hebrew, Yehoshua, which is the long version of Yeshua, which we call Jesus. Yehoshua, Jesus. That's his name. His name is Jesus. Uh-huh. And that lined up perfectly. Once that was brought out, several of his students, seven or eight of his students, came forward at that time and said that they had given their lives to Jesus Christ as a result of the teaching he had been doing kind of covertly in his yeshiva, his seminary. But now that the note was out, now they came forward and said, yes, that's what he was teaching. That's right, Yeshua. And that's when his organization pulled the note down and destroyed the note. I mean, they destroyed it, brother, so that it could never be forensically examined. And then they started claiming it was a fake and it was a trick of the, you know, of the Christians somehow. But, you know, it was on his website, posted by people within his organization. So, anyway, my book tells that whole story, and there's a lot more to it than that. And, of course, the movie goes into it. But it's quite a shocking, amazing thing. And then, of course, he tied all of this to the life and death of Ariel Sharon, which has all happened this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I strongly suggest, folks, that you get both the book and the DVD. The DVD, I know, Carl, we live in an age that so many people don't like. You know, they want to the easy way out, so to speak.
Yeah.
Which I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not upset at them with it. But they watch the DVD, though. They're going to want to read the book. I mean, you know, there's just so much more in a book that you just can't possibly get into the DVD. And, you know, and I believe the timing of it. Now you have Jews turning to Christ. So how do you feel, Carl? Do you feel that we're in the end time? Is it close, or you think that's a couple generations away? I've never asked you, have I?
Yeah, well, you know, Pastor Dan, I'm not a date setter, and my book doesn't set dates, and Kaduri didn't set a date, but of course he did connect the coming of Messiah with the death of Sharon, and the implication was is that he felt Messiah was coming soon after the death. What does soon mean? A week, a month, a year, 10 years? I don't know. But here's what I say. Brother, we're living in very prophetic times, and prophecies of the Scriptures, forget Kaduri's prophecy, scriptural prophecies are converging for the first time in history. We are the only generation in history to see the return of Israel to the land. We're the only generation in history to see the nations of Ezekiel 38 and 39 lining up to attack Israel, as foretold 2,600 years ago. We're the only generation in history to see the prophecy of Matthew 24:13 that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. We're watching that unfold before our eyes even now. My book and my movie are a part of that. Your radio program is a part of that. We're watching that happen. We're the only and the first generation in history for that to happen. We're the only generation in history for the technologies of Revelation and Daniel, mass communication, transportation, information technologies to converge with the return of Israel, et cetera, et cetera. Now we have Kirsten Powers of Fox News, an avowed atheist for years. She's on Fox News every day. She's on there today. I saw her today. She, a couple of years ago, claimed that she had a Jesus dream, a Jesus vision, and now she's given her life to Jesus Christ. She was on Bill O'Reilly giving her testimony. We've got Muslims all over the Middle East now. You can Google Muslims with Jesus dreams. They're coming to Christ because they're getting visitations from what they believe is the resurrected Christ. Now we have the most famous rabbi in Israel's modern history having a visitation from the resurrected Christ proclaiming Jesus is Messiah. We've got the blood moons coming in 2014 and 2015. 14. Yeah, and they won't come again for another 100 years. And yet Joel 2 says, before the coming of the Lord, the moon will turn to blood and your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And so you got all of that happening, Israel in the land, the nations aligning themselves, the gospel going to the world, all of this converging. Brother, we're living, and now Ariel Sharon has passed. We're living in very, very prophetic times. I believe the coming of the Lord is very soon.
Amen. Well, actually, in one program, you did talk something about it. But, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, my heart just goes out to people to the thought of no matter what time that you're living in, you need to get saved now because tomorrow you could be struck with cancer, you could die in a car wreck, and then it's really too late. You need to get right and get that special relationship going now. Do you agree?
Oh yes, absolutely. I tell people all the time, look, regardless of if the Lord returns in our lifetime, we will report back to him and we will give an account of what we did with the offer of salvation in Jesus Christ. In other words, he's either coming to us or we're going to him. It's going to happen soon, regardless. So we all must give an account of what we did with God's offer of salvation through Jesus Christ. So I remind people of Romans 10:9. If you would just confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so I tell people, look, we're living in prophetic times. And even if you don't believe that, please know, every beat of your heart, every breath you take, is in God's hands. You are not going to live on this earth forever in the body you have now. It's time to get right with the Lord. It's time to be right with your Creator and who offers you salvation in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Very well said. Well, brother, I'm going to go ahead and let you go here a little bit early. I've got a few things to tell the people about, but tell them your contact and everything, and then say goodbye to the people.
I will. Thank you so much, Pastor Dan, for having me. Again, callgallops.com, callgallops.com. You can find out about me, my radio program, my church, the books, all the videos, the P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network, contacts, how to book me for interviews, how to order the books. Everything is there. Each of my books also have their own websites with all manner of endorsements and summaries, etc. So it's all there at callgallops.com. God bless you, Pastor Dan. Thank you for having me today, tonight, and again, congratulations on your new grandson.
All right, thanks. It's always a blessing. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, folks, Rabbi Kuri, the rabbi who saw Messiah, really interesting book, but what's really interesting is I think this is one of the most, and Carl's been on talking about, I don't know, this is maybe the third time or fourth time I've had him talking about this particular subject. I think what you heard tonight was the most important thing that you heard was you're hearing about Jewish people, Orthodox Jews, listening to the message from a fellow Jew and reading the book and turning to Messiah. Now, you know, Jews are going to listen to Jews. I've tried. Have you ever tried to talk to an Orthodox Jew? I have. It's really, really hard thing to do. But this is a good thing. So, folks, pray about it. If you've got some extra money, maybe you might want to email Carl. You could go to his website and email Carl and say, "Hey, Carl, how can I get some books to this person that's passing out books in Israel?" And, you know, while we may not be able to do it, maybe you can finance doing some of that yourself, because we love it. We want to see those Jews saved. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Anyway, folks, I'll take a little, I've got about 2 minutes left or 2 or 3 minutes left. First thing I want to say to you is I want you to pray about it, everything. We're living in a really, really horrendous time right now. So much is going on. Like I said before earlier on another program, I get up and I look at the news and see what all this nation is doing. We're totally what's the point? Look, we're practically disarming. We're not going to be a superpower. The other nations are arming up. They're getting armed up to take out America. That's what they say. They're going to be in control of the world. And so evil will control the world. They're not about Christianity. They're not about spreading love. They're spreading hate. And so if America stepped back, what's going to step in its place? And will they attack America? Well, we'll be at our weakest point. Pray. Pray, pray. That's what you need to do. You need to get a personal relationship going. Then you need to extend it out to your family. You need to try to get your family in to believe in. If they're not, get them in. You need to witness to them. You need to get your family in. That's the safety in the time of this trouble that's coming. You need to get that personal relationship going. If you don't have it, you need to get it now. You can say you're saved, but being saved and saying you're saved are really two different things. While you believe in, you say, "Well, I believe in Christ," or you believe in Yeshua, you got to get a personal relationship. You got to turn away from sin. You can't keep doing sinning over and over. If you keep sinning over and over, you're not going to heaven. You're going to the lake of fire. That's as simple as that. Pray about supporting the mission, church. We really do need your help. It's the end of the month. Radio airtime's coming due. We need to restock and all sorts of things. You women out there and folks that know what bills come at the first of every month and the end of every month, well, we're in that period of time. But folks, you must remember there's only one God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for your repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Through him and only through him is the way to the Father. No other such way. And you don't need, he is your intermediator. You don't need to ask a priest to pray for you. Get on your knees and pray to the Father in the Son's name. You'll get results. I guarantee it. Well, I'm out of here. Lord our God, Father King of the Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.